Hello, everybody. Welcome to Todd Said This. I'm Todd Said This, here to give you up to news about culture. And for this week, it's going to be all about the BET Award nominations that just been announced yesterday. And he gets the awards coming next month. And Drake and Nicki, they're leading nominations. Well, Drake gets the most of all, with 7, including Album of the Year. And other nominees in other BET Awards include Doja Cat, Tyler, Glorilla, Victoria Monet, Chris Breezy, that kind of stuff. And I believe the Colorful is also nominated for BET Award as well. But now, the thing about these nominees, they have quite the potential of being recognized as like entertainment. So you really can't front on it. And one of the artists who I think is what obviously it's Doja Cat, because she has quite the potential of embracing herself as an artist of her own kind. And also when it comes to songs like Made For Me and Oh My Mama, you best believe that they were popular hits. It's still popular hits to this day. So, it wouldn't be a surprise if either song would win a BET award. In case you're wondering, Victoria Renee sings "All My Mama" and Money Long sings "Made For Me." If you haven't been keeping up with radio or YouTube, any other music channels, so I can honestly say that this is going to be quite the award show for these nominees. And depending on whether they win one or not, it sure would be a delight. Last for Drake being nominated, that's only nine that he would win it. He's clearly dominated, the music industry as far as hip hop goes. And his fellow label mate and she definitely has that sex appeal when it counts. Especially when it comes to Audi World, she collaborated alongside Ice Spice and Aqua. Also be nominated for a BET Award. I wouldn't even win it at a BET Award. It would have to be Tyler for Best New Artist. And she brings the whole South African vibe to the world. He has done well in the Billboard charts. And as far as radio, I mean, the song's still being played, as far as I know. And including her song for Truth or Dare, which I like it just as much as Water, or a little bit more, because she truly, you know, extends herself as one of the most prolific artists of our time. And don't forget the BET Awards is going to happen next month. That's June 30th at 8, 7 Central on BET. It's going to be live in LA. So, go from that to, you know, U.S. American Heritage Month. It was, so, which I believe started over 3 centuries ago. And when I think of U.S., I mean, I would think of certain holidays like Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah. Hanukkah, obviously, as well as Passover. So, you know, I salute those who have put in the work in celebrating in this type of month. So, and as for the next clip, it's all about Mental Health Awareness Month. That's what we talk about next week amongst other topics. But that's going to do it for this. All I want to talk to this. And if you want to catch this version, this version of Talk to This, which is the podcast version, you can go where you find podcasts. And check out my video version of Talk to This coming later this weekend. Also, you can always catch your social media. Don't forget, if you're in the South Carolina area, you join my computer keyboard slash basic internet use class. So the next class is going to happen, believe it or not, on Juneteenth. I mean, I was kind of trying to avoid that date, but you know, I had to run and do some reading courses. But until then, bye for now. Like I always say, we are all one.